This is Andy Orme from O'Reilly Media, and I'm talking today with Ari Gentry of BioCurious, who is going to talk about this at the Open Source Convention coming up on the 25th and following days. So, Ari, the name of the talk is Garage Biology and DIY Bio, because we can, because we have to. So, Ari, you describe BioCurious in your blurb. You don't describe it as a garage. You describe it partly as a coffee house, a gathering for discussion, and partly as a lab. So how do you feel it fulfills these things?
That's right. So to give you a bit of history of BioCurious, started out with a garage lab and inviting people over for meetups and realizing that we essentially needed a bigger garage. So then we got into, how do we do that? So we ended up raising money, continuing to build the community, and getting about $35,000 from Kickstarter, which we used to pay for some of a new facility in Sunnyvale, California. And what that's going to be built out to be, and it didn't exist as a lab before, but we're going to convert it into a lab, much like the garage, and have about 1,800 square feet of lab space for common use, and the rest will be for co-working or office space, as well as a little coffee area. And where it looks like the coffee house, besides from the literal coffee, is that people gather together in this common place to talk about science or talk about things related to science. So they begin a conversation and they share ideas. And from there, they spark innovative ideas. And with the lab attached, they have the chance to go and test that out. And some of that may turn into companies which they can foster there. And by the time they're ready to start a big company, get venture capital, they're probably going to want to move on. It's really the place to meet your friends, meet your co-founders, get started.
How many people are coming and when do they come? Is it sort of a night shift thing?
Well, the place we are right now is we raised the money. We got the space in July and we're doing a soft opening at the end of the month with Singularity University, which has a campus at NASA Ames in Mountain View. And they'll be doing some GFP transformation. That's green fluorescent protein. So they make E. coli glow green. It's a popular synthetic biology project. And they'll be doing some bioinformatics and a new kit from Cofactor called SNP Party, where they test their own DNA. And that will be about 30 students. We have capacity for roughly 50 at this point, and the ideal membership would be around 80. And what they're coming to do is primarily synthetic biology. At the same time that DIY bio has been growing, it's do-it-yourself biology, synthetic biology has been growing, and we see the same sort of collaborative nature in both of them. Synthetic biology is the notion that biology looks like engineering, to the point where you can create synthetic pieces and link them together, in a circuit-like manner. And this involves expertise from biologists, from chemists, from computer scientists. And we see people with various backgrounds, computer science, strong one, for example, moving into synthetic biology. And in a similar way, we see in DIY Bio and at BioCurious people from all different backgrounds coming together to have similar conversation. And we see engineers, we see computer scientists. We also have a large amount of artists and musicians, creative types. So drawn to this idea that we actually can create in science. And now the idea is approachable. Now with the lowering cost of science and equipment, we have the chance to actually perform it as citizens without millions to billions of dollars from federal or other institutional funding. agencies.
I understand that synthetic biology can actually run some biological operations in loops or run them conditionally, that it really is quite computational.
Yes, that's right.
Which is a bit scary for some people, sort of GE on steroids, but I think there are a lot of great things you can research by doing this.
Yes, absolutely. Some of the very positive things that have come out of synthetic biology are the synthetic production of artemisinin. It's a treatment for malaria, very widespread and terrible disease, and there's simply not enough of the natural supply to go around. So the synthetic production of this is both a great thing for the treatment of one disease, but it also shows the possibility of creating synthetic treatments for diseases that ail humanity. And another area where scientists are working on creating changes in energy. So biofuels can be created from algae, for example. And if we're able to, say, string nets of algae across the ocean, we can harvest a lot. I don't know exactly how much, which can replace some of the costly and environmentally damaging biofuels that we use across the world.
And what about some of these artists? Have you seen any interesting art projects come out?
Yes, yeah, so certainly seen some interesting art projects. And it's even got me thinking, maybe I want to turn some art into some of the work we've done at BioCurious. I saw a great project about turning mycelium mushrooms into housing. So there you get into engineering and art. Mushrooms are a very, they're very strong and stable once they're formed, and they're lightweight. So they make pretty unusual, but very effective growth medium. So I've seen these grow into homes, into art projects. And we have a bio artist within our smaller group of volunteers, and Catherine Hedges actually designed the logo for BioCurious, which is the initial BioCurious logo, which you'll see on these black and green t-shirts, which is a micrograph of her work on zebrafish. And it's just this beautiful fluorescent green image against black. Nature is beautiful, so there's many ways to utilize the beauty of biological work to create art pieces. As a final step at BioCurious, I'd like to invite artists from around the world to have installations at BioCurious. So we bring in these pieces that are thoughtful, have some root in science, and they make great conversation pieces for coffee.
Well, I wish you luck at OSCON. I hope that this podcast helps to bring some people to your talk, and I certainly look forward to seeing you at OSCON.
Likewise, Andy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.